We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
Good morning. Spence Call the Morning News. I'm Andrew McKay here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And Sheriff Chip Simmons is here in studio with me. Sheriff, welcome back, sir.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
I'm good. Have you eaten since Sunday?
Yeah, I have. I'm not the kind of guy that can eat a big meal and then, okay, I'm good for half
three
a
days.
Day.
Yeah.
I'm good for like 3 hours. And
well,
I'll
you know,
snacking.
That well-exercised physique of yours, you know, demands calories, right? So you and I have judged a lot of food events together.
Yes.
They always have you for the finals and they have me for the preliminaries only. So, you know, I guess you're the big draw.
I got a bigger stomach problem. I can handle the preliminaries and I got some extra movement.
I remember
there.
Burger Battle by the Bay and you were like, ooh. I'll eat how many burgers? But no, you were one of the judges and certainly for the finals for Egg Fest, which was a great event, benefiting the canine that they're going to have, the companion dog for Ascension Sacred Heart. They've raised over $1 million over the years and you feel pride when PPD wins, or you feel offended that you're not, you know, they won the whole thing.
I'm proud of them.
Good.
As the former chief, you know.
Yeah,
I spent 30 years at the Pensacola Police Department. I can't hate on them. I am very competitive. There's no doubt.
Are you?
But yeah, a little competitive. But you know, I mean, I'm at the sheriff's office now, and I want to make us the best in the state, and we're certainly working towards that. But I went over to the Pensacola Police Department and said, "Hey, that's pretty good. That's some of the best that I've had."
I might have four of them.
I didn't have four. See, that's why I can do the finals.
It was so good. Oh my gosh, it was so good.
Well, but the hard part was in between after the initial phase of the judging. You walk around, you know,
and not feeding
and
yourself.
I should probably try some of this. But you got to wait until, and then by the time our judging's over, someone had run out of food, so you didn't get stuff.
You know, yeah,
I don't get stuff, which is not. It's
not a hard life. I mean, it's a hard life.
Isn't it difficult to be invited into these types of things?
Let's talk about serious things. We had a shooting. I think it was last Wednesday at Moreno Court. It was kind of an altercation between women that eventually involved a couple of guys. What happened here?
That's exactly what happened. A fight happened. Two women got into a fight, and then. A little bit later on, two men got into a fight, and one of them shot the other. We know who was shot, and we know who did the shooting. But we're still working on the details of whether it was reasonable to think that was it was in self-defense. Did you bring a gun? Did you intend to do this sort of thing? So we're still investigating is basically what I'm telling you.
Okay. And as far as you know, lawful possession of the gun in the first place, that wasn't an issue in the case?
Right. There's not been an arrest yet.
Okay.
To my understanding. And like you said, if it is self-defense, we want to make sure that we you know, tie everything up before we determine that's the case. If in fact, that is the case.
You know, one of the other stories that we had was you had put a video up and some pictures up on Facebook about this. This was involved a much more substantial bust. I think it was at the Motel 6 on Highway 29. Is that right?
That was one of the places. Yeah. Typically, that was happened on I guess Thursday. Typically, I don't do the videos of that sort of thing. But our narcotics unit called. I knew they were doing a couple search warrants. They do these things about 5 o'clock in the morning, hoping to catch people, sleeping. Which they'd probably catch me if they went to my house sleeping at 5 o'clock. But
not the most responsive at that time. Therefore, you have the tactical advantage in case
we're early risers.
Yeah,
and
Overlook Drive was the other location.
Overlook, yeah. They went there first, and then immediately thereafter they went to Motel 6. So the thought there was that the people that were lived at an Overlook, but they were doing some of their drugs and mixing it in the hotel room because of how dangerous it is.
And
so I wanted people to see kind of an inside look of what the evidence looked like. Without touching it, obviously it's evidence. And because it was such a good drug bust, we had over 4,000 grams of this fentanyl mixture with this mannitol type of mixture that they had. And plus they had, if you had seen the video, they had meth, they had spice, they had prescription drugs, they had brown heroin, they had everything you can imagine. A drug dealer would have.
It was the illegal CVS of Pensacola.
It was obviously they had an operation going.
Yeah.
There. Yeah. This is not a starter kit, right? This is not something that you first day type of a thing. But also about $10,000. But guns.
Yeah.
We had I think four pistol type guns or handguns and then a longer gun. But I think all of the pistols or the handguns were stolen. So you know we talk a lot about drugs and guns and a connection. I think that the fact that they were stolen, obviously there was a crime that was committed before this even took place, and then to see that they're mixing this stuff and then they're pressing it into small little bars and they're selling it. I think that kind of goes to show you that this, I showed in the video, there's two different blenders or mixers that they had. And then for some reason, a rolling rolling thing, okay. Bacon thing. So
this was really, they had turned this motel room into a drug lab. I mean, really.
It was certainly one. And again, imagine, you know, we talk a lot about how dangerous fentanyl is and how deadly it can be.
Yeah.
But think about, you know, you make it more fentanyl in this clump and versus this clump. And that's why people don't know exactly what they're getting. This is not
pharmaceutical grade yeah.
operation here. This is some, someone just intentionally trying to poison our community. But I'm so proud of the men and women of the sheriff's office, not just the narcotics unit and the SWAT team that did the search warrants, but everyone. I mean, I can name plenty of times when our uniform patrol deputies have made traffic stops and arresting people. And I just read one where the guy that tried to shoot the deputy during a pit maneuver shot a hole through the cruiser car that he pled guilty in federal court. So, I mean, it's a dangerous job, as we say a lot. And I couldn't be more proud of the work that they do.
Sheriff, you know, I had an opportunity, as you know, to go on a ride along where you guys were doing a drug bust in a local neighborhood house. And the thing that I learned most from that was the extraordinary level of planning, preparation, surveillance, both before and during the event. And then the care and service that goes on, because you know, you're trying to do this in a peaceful way. You're not trying to hurt anybody. You're trying to get them out of the house so you can search it properly. But, you know, this is whatever people might have, they might see the sort of the shock and awe moment, you know, when, you know, you're breaching the door and you've got the announcement going on that there's a drug interdiction thing going on. But they don't realize what goes on behind the scenes in the preparation for it.
Yeah, what you're talking about is an operations plan, and we require that. I have to think back when I was first on the SWAT team, our operational plans was an easel in the back of a box truck on the way to the location, right? But now you've got, when you have the opportunity to do so, you have this operational plan where you do some, you know, a lot of background work. You know who you're going to likely address whenever you get to
who's
this,
the target,
this
who's in the house, are there kids,
timing,
are there people,
can you hit
what
these at time? The
same time?
Should we hit one? And then another one 5 minutes later, as soon as you secure this house, so that there's not traffic
communication
cross problems
right.
with the traffic communication. So it's a lot of work goes into
and,
it.
And even like which windows where, which one has an AC unit, which one looks
what
harder
size,
to breach through.
Are there dogs in the location? Mm-hmm. Are there, you know, does this person have a criminal history?
Do we know if they have weapons?
Yeah, what cars they drive? All those things. You know, I'm not telling the bad guys anything they shouldn't already know. In fact, if they're scared because, you know, Chip Simmons is telling them that we're coming at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. You know, we may come at 2 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. We may come at noon. You know, we may try to catch you at work. And so if you're doing something, you know, something evil, doing something bad, you should be concerned about that.
Yeah.
And take it somewhere else.
Like I said, to me, you know, watching, you know, 20 or 30 people in a room mapping out the exact tactics that you were going to use and who's responsible for what and what do we know and what aren't we sure about. And even at up to the moment of go, no go, I mean, this is an operation. This is not, you know, whatever you might, you know, think about TV. I think generally TV gets everything you do wrong.
well, they simplify it and they glorify it.
But the planning and the meticulous attention to detail is a key part of, because ultimately you're not just trying to do the event, you're trying to make a case. And right. That requires certain protocols and evidence protection and making sure that you follow the Constitution and all of the things that go into it, especially in an environment where you don't know behind that door if they're going to be pointing that, you know, assault weapon at you or whether they're going to comply peacefully.
Well, like you said, we knock and we announce, and then we have an idea who's going to be there, but you never know
right. What's
behind that door. And then all the planning in the world, something always goes a little bit wrong, a little bit different. There's a, you know, something taking place. There's burglar bars on the door, and you gotta figure out this. Or there's a door that's been boarded shut, and you got to get through a window. You got to rake through a window. There's a lot of things that you can't prepare for. So you have what what we used to call as compromise authority. When something happens, you've got to make a decision. Someone, a team leader, has to be a team leader
yeah.
and say, okay, let's go to the next door. Let's go, or we're going to sit and you go in the back door. You make entry in the back door. Those are things they do talk about, but someone's going to make that decision that, okay, let's stop here so you can't go through, you're not going to go to the front door and the back door at the same time, hopefully, you know. But it's, again, it is a level of professionalism that we've, quite frankly, that we've never seen before. We're cutting edge with regards to our training and our standards and our tactics. But again, you can't plan for everything.
The Motel 6, just to be clear, there was no resistance. They complied in that case.
Everyone complied.
Everyone knew what they're supposed to do. Yeah. Good. And, you know, your best resource is information and information from the community. Everybody, you know, like we walk around our neighborhood, we know the neighbors and we know if there's weird activity going on. But am I right in recommending that if people know or suspect that there's illegal activity going on, you want them to call?
Right. We have pieces of information on a lot of people, you know, right? And then our investigators or our patrol unit, in this case, our narcotics unit, they will be investigating a house, say, or a drug operation, mm-hmm. but not have enough for a search warrant, or we need more time with it. We need to develop, because again, we're professionals in this. We have to make a case, as you mentioned a second ago. So if you continue to provide us with information, that one extra piece of information that, oh, every Tuesday this person seems to go to this location, mm-hmm. then that helps us with our surveillance, that helps us with our intel, it helps us with developing that probable cause for either a search warrant or an arrest warrant or both.
And if you know, suspicious activity, lots of cars going to a place, lots of weird strangers in your neighborhood, pay attention. You know, what the police may not have the ability to discover, you as the neighbor may well know, and you want that information.
And just be patient with us. I mean, we're working on it. We were getting calls about this operation too, and it's like, we can't really tell you what we're doing, but if you just wait, you know. And you know, don't sleep in on that particular morning. But we can't tell them that,
right?
And that's why it's important for us to let the people know what's going on.
Hey, last just briefly, we had a story. It's another one of these. You just don't expect to see it. But we had somebody in Cantonment where a guy, I guess, beat up his parents pretty badly, right?
Yeah. He claimed he was on off of medication. As my understanding, it's been reported in the media. That happened actually in September.
Oh, okay.
But he didn't show up for the initial appearance.
Okay.
And then so they picked him back up and they took him back to the courthouse. And the state attorney's office, as I understand it, based upon the history, has upped a level from a misdemeanor battery to a felony battery on, I think, on the father. So we already had felony charges on him for battery on the mother, and then they upped it to felony battery on both.
Battery against, okay.
Yeah.
And I think I remember that case from a couple months ago, so fair.
Yeah, it was a pretty severe injuries.
How did Coffee with the Cop go?
It went well. It was, I love just going out there and people come in and they'll be either surprised that, what's going on
here.
Or they're going to say, I went there, I came here specifically to talk to the sheriff.
Did anybody bring something to your attention that you know?
Everything was pretty good. Everyone talked about how they love what we're doing.
Yeah.
They like to see how transparent we are with almost everything. There was a guy here that came here in, I think, 72, 74 for flight school. He's in the Coast Guard.
Okay.
I wish I could remember his name, but a very, very nice guy. A little older than me. But he really loved Pensacola.
So really
came
old.
Came back to Pensacola as old as you can get and still be walking around, which is more than I can say for you.
Wow. Nice. Mr. Calf Tear. All right. Fair enough.
I'm playing kickball and
it
hurt my leg. But yeah, no, it was.
We have to make it also public. Go on.
It went very good. And again, we have a movie night Friday night at Triangle Park in Navy Point.
Oh, okay.
So we'll be there. I don't recall the movie, but it's on our social media platform. People can take a look at it.
A very good one.
It's always a good one.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. I don't know, Life of Pets, I think, maybe something
okay.
like that.
Okay, all right.
I'm not one of those movie, thumbs up, thumbs down kind of guys, but it's going to be a good movie, I can tell you.
Well, Sheriff Chip Simmons, certainly, we appreciate all the work you do, all the information, telling us, as you say, everything you can until the stuff you can't, and we appreciate that, too, because that's part of operational security. So we'll look forward to talking again next week. Thanks for the time.
You bet. Y'all take care.